KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 62 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for some patchy fog and drizzle through about 10 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy today, a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, this is Independence Day, the 4th of July, and a reminder of some of the activities going on in the listening area. Here in Atlantic, the annual JC's Flight Breakfast is underway until 11 o'clock this morning, and that'll be at the airport, of course, featuring pancakes from the Pancake Man. The food is free to those who fly into the event. Drive-ins will pay $6. Later on this evening, the Kiwanis Club of Atlantic will hold a concession stand and DJ music out at the airport beginning at 7, and the JC-sponsored fireworks at the airport begin at dusk, with patriotic music being played. The City of Oakland's Independence Day celebration continues with the Oakland Volunteer Fire Department's annual pancake feed from now until 10:30. There's also tractor and car shows, musical entertainment, midway games and activities, and the Independence Day parade beginning at 5 this evening. Fireworks over Chautauqua Park in Oakland begin to fly at dusk, of course. Wouldn't do any good to play them before, have them shoot up before that. In the Exira, the city's 151st 4th of July celebration, continues as it has all throughout the weekend. The 4th of July parade, which is themed Hats Off to the 4th, begins and ends at the Legion Ballpark at 10:30 this morning in Exira. And the grand fireworks display starts at 9:45 this evening at the Spartan football field. Also, in Greenfield, the 4th of July parade gets underway at 11 o'clock. The annual Marnie 4th of July celebration will take place at Marnie Park. The flag will be raised this evening at 6 o'clock with a meal to follow and fireworks at dusk. All who attend that event in Marnie are asked to give a free will donation to help pay for the fireworks. You can find those activities and others on our Daily Diary page at KJAN.com. The Page County Sheriff's Office is reminding residents to be leery of traveling salespersons. Citizens have recently reported that door-to-door salespersons have become pushy in attempts to enter residences and attempt to sell their items to residents. If you do not wish to be shown any of the products, it is advised to tell the person to leave the property without letting them into your home. If the persons do not leave your property immediately, you're asked to call your proper law enforcement agency for assistance in removing those salespersons. It's advised not to let them into your home or even to use your phone for a ride once they have been told to leave. Some of the towns in Page County have ordinances against door-to-door salespersons without a permit. A boating collision that resulted in one vessel sinking to the bottom of the Missouri River is being investigated by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The collision occurred just after 10 p.m. Friday when a 24-foot boat operated by 45-year-old Corey Fuller of Omaha collided with another boat being operated by 43-year-old Anthony Wilson of Bellevue, Nebraska, on the Missouri River near Council Bluffs. The boat operated by Fuller sank to the bottom of the river following the collision. Fuller and a passenger on his boat, 42-year-old Christine Swab, also of Omaha, were rescued from the water by another boater. They were not wearing life jackets, but did have the life jackets with them. Anthony Wilson's wife, 37-year-old Deanne Wilson, suffered minor injuries in the collision and was treated and released from Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Neither of the Wilsons were thrown into the water as a result of that collision. Alcohol was not a factor in the collision, according to authorities, but the incident remains under investigation by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Governor Terry Branstad and Iowa Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds have announced their upcoming schedule, which includes stops here in Atlantic, also Audubon, Harlan, and Council Bluffs. Governor Branstad will be in the area on Friday, beginning with a 9 o'clock visit to AMVC Veterinary Services in Audubon. From there, he'll travel to Harlan, where Branstad will attend an agriculture industry town hall meeting hosted by the Shelby County Chamber of Commerce and Industry beginning at 10:30 a.m. Friday. Afterward, both the governor and lieutenant governor will speak at the 33rd Annual Governor's Volunteer Award Recognition Ceremony at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs beginning at 1 p.m. this Friday. The next leg of Branstad's trip takes him to Atlantic, where at 3 p.m. next Friday, he'll tour Rex Pharmacy, which is the McKesson Corporation Health Mart Pharmacy of the Year. That was awarded June 27th. The governor's last stop in Atlantic will be at 3:30 Friday for a tour of the historic Whitney Inn, the upper floors of which are being converted into a mature adult apartment and living spaces. A three-story Victorian-era Boss Hotel was built in 1890 and is on the list of National Register Historic Places. And you might see a sign posted by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources at your favorite state park beach this summer. testing coordinator, Mary Skopik, says they will post of signs if the weekly test shows issues with blue-green algae and bacteria.
And if it's a bacterial impairment, normally what I've been telling people is that very young children, so babies, small toddlers, people with compromised immune systems, maybe somebody who's on chemotherapy drugs, for example, should really avoid being in that water.
Even if you are healthy, you should take some precautions if the beach is posted for a high level of bacteria.
Anybody with an open cut would want to avoid being in that water and, you know, really try to avoid ingesting the water.
The recommendation involving algae is even stronger.
When that advisory is due to the blue-green toxin, really people should stay out of that water because even contact with it for a healthy person can cause a pretty nasty skin rash. We can't tell for sure always if everyone's going to get sick. The levels of toxin vary quite rapidly from day to day.
She says the blue-green algae can also cause pets to get sick.
With the toxin advisory, we really recommend people stay out of that so the water is clear and that advisory goes away.
You can go online to see the results of weekly lake water testing.
It's www.iowadnr.gov/beaches to find the current advisories, as well as the hotline, which is 515-725-3434.
Skopik says the levels of bacteria can change quickly if there is rain. The blue-green algae tend to flourish when it's sunny and hot. A Sioux City woman who pleaded guilty in May to hitting two pedestrians with her pickup truck while she was drunk has been sentenced to 70 days in jail, time she's already served. 33-year-old Kayla DeCora was also sentenced on Friday to 2 years probation and a 5-year suspended prison sentence. She pleaded guilty in May to third offense operating while intoxicated and 2 counts of misdemeanor aggravated assault. Police say DeCora intentionally struck 2 pedestrians on April the 12th, causing injuries that were not life-threatening. A roadside memorial honoring a Des Moines cyclist who was killed by a drunken driver last year has been mangled in another car crash. The white bike that serves as a memorial to Gregory Wade Frank was struck last Friday night. The bike's tires were bent up when a car driven by an 18-year-old woman hit it. She was treated for cuts on her neck. Frank died last August after being hit by a drunken driver who has been sentenced to 34 years in prison. Craig Lane says he locked the bike memorial to a nearby tree to make sure it wasn't stolen. He says the memorial might be a better warning now that it looks more like Frank's bike did after his fatal crash. A jury has found a Northwest Iowa man guilty of second-degree murder and the killing of an Emmett County man. The verdict was for a lesser offense than the first-degree charge of prosecutors had brought against 19-year-old Lee Christensen. Christensen was found guilty in June of 2015, the shooting death of 19-year-old Thomas Bortfit at the Christensen farm in the Esterville area. Defense attorneys acknowledged that Christensen killed Bortfit, but argued that it was a killing in the heat of passion over Bortfit's girlfriend, whom Christensen had once dated. Prosecutors said Christensen planned the killing and tried to cover up his crime. Christensen's sentencing is set for September 16th when he faces up to 50 years in prison. Latest data shows there are more than 639,000 registered Republican voters in Iowa and nearly 611,000 Democrats. A new national survey indicates those partisans have a pretty negative view of people who are in the opposing party. Carol Doherty is political research director for the Pew Research Center.
We knew that people had grown increasingly to dislike the opposing party. The question we had was it getting personal? And to a degree, it is.
The Pew Center's new research shows 70% of Democrats consider Republicans closed-minded, while 46% of Republicans think Democrats are lazier than Republicans. Doherty says fear of what the other party might do with power is a big motivator.
The bottom line is that negativity is kind of more powerful than positive feelings, and negativity is driving a lot of political engagement these days. And the people who are the most negative are the most highly engaged. So there's a real connection there.
So-called independent voters are the largest segment of Iowa adults who are registered to cast a ballot in November. More than 670,000 Iowans have checked no party on their registration. But Doherty says most of those independents tend to favor candidates of one party over another.
In other words, if they lean towards a party, as most independents do, either lean towards the Republican or the Democratic Party, They don't want to affiliate because they don't have a particularly fond view of that party, but they also dislike the other side even more.
The center's latest survey found 47% of Republicans consider Democrats to be more immoral, and 55% of Democrats say the Republican Party makes them afraid. The Pew Research Center survey released last month found 68% of Democrats give Trump a zero rating, the very end of the negative scale, while 59% of Republicans rate Clinton as a zero. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.